Hello, listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of The Conspiracy Vault. With everything that has been going on in the media lately, I thought I would look into an age-old conspiracy around the British royal family, the death of Princess Diana, and whether it was a tragic accident or orchestrated event. According to biography.com, Diana was born on July 1, 1961 near Sandringham, England. Diana was the daughter of Edward John Spencer, Viscount Althorp, and Frances Ruth Burke Roach, Viscountess Althorp. Her parents divorced when Diana was young, and her father won custody of the children. Diana had two sisters, Lady Jane Fellowes and Lady Sarah McCorkerdale. She also had a younger brother, Charles Spencer. Diana attended Riddlesworth Hall School and then West Heath School. She had an interest in music and dancing. In 1975, she became Lady Diana Spencer when her father inherited the title of Earl. Diana attended the Swiss Alpine Institute before moving to London to work with children at the Young England Kindergarten. Lady Diana began dating Prince Charles in 1977. He was 13 years her senior. The couple had met years prior to this, when Diana was a child and would play with Charles's younger brothers, Prince Andrew and Prince Edward, at Park House, an estate owned by Queen Elizabeth II. On the 6th of February 1981, Charles proposed to Diana with an 18-carat white gold ring with a 12-carat oval sapphire and 14 solitaire diamonds, costing £28,000 at the time, the equivalent of $35,000. The ring was later given to Kate Middleton when Prince William proposed. The couple wed not long after this proposal on July 29, 1981 at St Paul's Cathedral. There were 2,650 guests. Her dress was made of silk, lace, 10,000 pearls, a tiara and a 25-foot veil. 1 billion people from 74 countries tuned in to watch the event. Prince William Arthur Philip Louis was born the 21st of June 1982, the first child of Diana and Charles. Prince Henry Charles Albert David, also known as Harry, was born September 15, 1984. He was the second and only other child born to Charles and Diana. Going back to 1970, when Diana was only 9 years of age, this would mark the first time Charles met a woman named Camilla at a polo match at Windsor Great Park, according to Town and Country magazine. The article then goes on to say that Camilla married Andrew Parker Bowles, an army cavalry officer 7 years older than she is, and who had previously dated Prince Charles's sister, Princess Anne. They go on to have two children, Tom and Laura Parker Bowles. Charles and Camilla are still friends at this point, and in fact, Prince Charles becomes Tom's godfather. In 1986, 5 years after Charles and Diana married, Charles begins an affair with Camilla, according to his authorised biography. In 1989, Diana confronts Camilla, approaching her at a party, saying, "I know what's going on between you and Charles, and I just want you to know that." Biography.com goes on to say that in December 1992, Prime Minister John Major announces the divorce of Charles and Diana with a letter from the royal family, which is read at the House of Commons. In January 1993, a transcript of a suggestive, secretly recorded 1989 phone conversation between Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles, also known as Camillagate, is first published in an Australian magazine and a German tabloid. British tabloids redact the most explicit and embarrassing elements of the phone call. The news breaks only a month after transcripts of a secretly recorded call between Diana and a man named James, in which he calls her the nickname Squidgy, were published. This is also known as Squidgygate. In 1995, according to the Diana Chronicles written by Tina Brown, Diana had fallen head over heels for a Pakistani heart surgeon named Hasnat Khan. Queen Elizabeth II urged Charles and Diana to officially and legally end their marriage. So in 1996, the divorce between Charles and Diana is finalised. In the 3 years since the divorce has been announced, Diana had become estranged from Charles and was struggling with depression and bulimia. Diana retained the title of Princess of Wales because she was the mother to the heir of the throne, but she was required to give up the title of Her Royal Highness, which she accepted, and this gave up any claim she had to the throne herself. Diana went on to campaign for children in need and became a charity ambassador and advocate for HIV and AIDS awareness. She was adored by the entire world and was claimed to be the most famous woman on earth, more famous than that of the Beatles at the time. In 1997, she began spending time with Dodi Fayed, an Egyptian film producer and playboy. Like Charles and Camilla, Diana and Dodi had met years prior in 1986 at a polo match where Charles played against Dodi. When they reconnected in 1997, Diana spent time with him on his family yacht, travelling to Sardinia and Paris. According to Britannica.com, current Prime Minister Tony Blair and the royal family did not approve of this relationship. Diana's butler, Paul Burrell, described it as a rebound for Diana's heartbreak over heart surgeon Hasnat Khan. On August 31, 1997, at the young age of 36 years old, Diana was involved in a fatal car accident that resulted in the death of the driver, Dodi Fayed, and eventually in hospital, the Princess of Wales Diana herself. According to OprahMag.com, the events of the evening looked like this. On Saturday, August 30th, 1997, Diana and her rumoured boyfriend, Egyptian billionaire Imad Dodi Fayed, arrived to Paris following a 10-day getaway on the French Riviera. They dined at the private salon at the Ritz Hotel in Paris. Coincidentally, Fayed's father, Mohamed Al Fayed, owned the hotel at the time, along with Harrods department store in London. A few minutes past midnight on Sunday, Diana and Fayed left the hotel and got into the Mercedes-Benz that was waiting for them, likely to travel to Fayed's private Parisian estate. Though the posted speed limit was 30 miles per hour, the driver, Henry Paul, reportedly approached the entrance of a tunnel in Paris, driving at approximately 70 miles per hour. According to reports, Paul lost control of the car and collided into a pillar in the middle of the highway. It was also reported that he had been drinking and taking antidepressants before starting the journey and was under the influence. Paul and Fayed were pronounced dead at the scene, and Diana, still alive, was rushed to the Pitti Salpêtrière Hospital. Early reports said Diana was suffering from a concussion, broken arm and cut thigh. However, the princess had also suffered massive chest injuries. Operating for 2 hours, doctors tried and failed to get Diana's heart beating properly again. She never regained consciousness. Diana passed away from internal bleeding at 4:53 on the morning of August 31, 1997. In her book, The Diana Chronicles, author Tina Brown describes the scene of the crash. According to Dr. Frederick Maliers, an EMT who happened to be driving through the tunnel at the same time of the collision, Diana woke up in pain from internal injuries. She kept saying how much she hurt, Maliers told Brown. Sergeant Xavier Gourmelin, who led the response team in Paris, told The Independent Diana's last words were, "My God, what's happened?" Brown narrates what may have happened next. She turned her head and saw the lifeless Dodi just in front of her, then turned her head again toward the front seat where the bodyguard was writhing and where Henry Paul lay dead. She became agitated, then lowered her head and closed her eyes. In 2019, Dr. Richard Shepherd, Britain's top forensic pathologist, concluded that Diana died of a tiny, badly placed tear in the vein of her lung. "Her specific injury is so rare that in my entire career I don't believe I've seen another," Shepherd wrote in his book, Unnatural Causes. Shepherd believes Diana's death could have been prevented by one small change, a seatbelt. Had she been restrained, she would probably have appeared in public 2 days later with a black eye, perhaps a bit breathless from the fractured ribs and with a broken arm in a sling, Shepherd wrote. The only survivor of the crash was Diana's British bodyguard, Trevor Reeves Jones. He had been wearing his seatbelt. Princess Diana's death shook the world. There were public announcements of regret from Nelson Mandela, President Bill Clinton, and other major leaders and icons from around the world. Many people to this day will say, "I remember where I was when I found out Princess Diana had died." On the morning of September 6th, Diana's funeral procession commenced from Kensington Palace, her coffin resting on a gun carriage drawn by 6 black horses. Thousands of mourners packed the streets to watch, with 15-year-old William and 12-year-old Harry joining the final stretch of the 4-mile procession for their mother. An estimated 2.5 billion people tuned in on television to watch the ceremony at Westminster Abbey, which featured a powerful eulogy from Diana's brother, Earl Charles Spencer, and a performance from Elton John. Diana's body was laid to rest at a gravesite on a small island at her family's estate, Althorpe. Shortly after, Charles hosts a 50th birthday party for Camilla at his country home in Highgrove. Diana dies tragically in a car accident in Paris. As the world mourns the loss of the people's princess, Charles, along with Diana's sisters, flies to Paris to bring Diana's body back to England. Due to the overwhelming outpouring of grief for Diana, Charles pauses his current campaign to introduce the public to his relationship with Camilla. Eventually, they marry in 2005. A quick message from our sponsors. A podcast about true crime, wine, and all things saturnine. Identical twins Andrea and Emily Tolman are two longtime lovers of true crime and the macabre, and their podcast Grizzly Grapes is a perfect reflection of this. Emily is a student living in Paris, France, and Andrea is a social worker in New York, New York. Together they bring researched episodes on some of the most infamous and interesting cases throughout history, including the unsolved mystery of the Watcher House and the horrific Hello Kitty murder. If you're looking for a podcast with great host chemistry, this is your next fix. Grizzly Grapes, a podcast about true crime, wine, and all things saturnine, available wherever you listen to your podcasts today. Despite the scandals surrounding Charles and Camilla, there were a number of rumoured affairs that both Charles and Diana had supposedly been involved in whilst they were married to one another. Charles has been rumoured to be involved with Barbara Streisand, glamorous fashion designer Dale Trion, Arabian horse dealer Susan George, wealthy heiress Sabrina Guinness, and independent aristocrat Lady Jane Wellesley. According to HarpersBazaar.com, Diana was reportedly involved with Barry Manicky, one of her assigned bodyguards, cavalry officer James Hewitt, old friend James Gilby, art dealer Oliver Hoare, and of course, others who have been mentioned in this episode. But not everyone was quick to accept the events that mass media had presented in terms of Diana's death. Many conspiracy theories surround her death, even to this day. According to the Reader's Digest, here are just 10 conspiracies that have risen since Diana's death. 1. Charles couldn't remarry if Diana was still alive. Diana seemed to have an eerie premonition about her own demise. After separating from Prince Charles, she sent a note to her butler with a disconcertingly accurate prediction. I am sitting here at my desk today in October, longing for someone to hug me and encourage me to keep strong and hold my head high. This particular phase in my life is the most dangerous. Someone, which has been redacted, is planning an accident in my car. Brake failure and serious head injury in order to make the path clear for him to marry, she wrote. That's where some media end her frightened words, but she goes on to say he wants to marry a woman named Tiggy, and that Camilla is nothing but a decoy. Which doesn't match up with the fact that Charles did end up marrying Camilla Parker Bowles. The butler also later said the media had taken too much stock on the note, which had seemed to be passing thought for Princess Di when she was feeling anxiety. Number 2, the royal family didn't approve of her then boyfriend. Dodi Fayed, Diana's boyfriend, was the son of an Egyptian billionaire and was also a victim of the car crash. Rumours, mostly from Fayed's father, Mohammed Al-Fayed, were circulating that Diana was pregnant with Fayed's baby and that the couple planned to get engaged soon. Some claimed that the family didn't want the mother of an heir to the throne, Prince William, to be married to a Muslim. Number 3, French doctors hid Diana's pregnancy. Some people just weren't convinced by the negative pregnancy tests. Doctors had started the embalming process surprisingly quickly, which would have made a urine pregnancy test out of the question or created an excuse to claim it was a false positive. Number 4, Diana's driver was an informant for the Secret Service. Former MI6 officer Richard Tomlinson spread a rumour that he'd seen the intelligence files for an assassination of a foreign politician in Paris that was eerily similar to Diana's deadly crash, leading to rumours that the driver, Henry Paul, was in on the scheme and was feeding information to MI6. Number 5, the US government was watching Diana. As if rumours about MI6 involvement in the tragedy weren't enough, conspiracy theorists also like to add that the American government had a hand in her death. The story is that the CIA and National Security Agency were tracking Diana's calls and had 39 documents related to the princess. In fact, the CIA admitted it did have 1,054 pages worth of information about her. Next, the driver wasn't actually drunk. Official reports say that Paul crashed because he was drunk behind the wheel, but some claim that this was just a decoy. The samples used in forensic tests, theorists claim, actually belonged to a suicide victim and were used to frame Paul. Diana wasn't given the medical treatment that could have saved her. The ambulance carrying Princess Diana, who was still alive at the time, passed one hospital without stopping on its way to another hospital further away from the scene of the crash. Critics claimed that seemed fishy, especially because she'd been kept at the scene for so long. While treating her on location before getting to the hospital is admittedly different than Brits or Americans might expect, it is common practice in Paris. The bodyguard knew there was a plan to kill Diana. Diana, her partner, and the driver might all have died in the crash, but there was one survivor, Trevor Rees-Jones, bodyguard to Dodi Fayed. Fayed's father claimed that Rees-Jones knew the crash was premeditated and did nothing to stop it. He supposedly even agreed to cover up details after the fact because the Secret Service threatened to kill him if he revealed their plot. One reason people believe this could be true is that just before the crash, Trevor Rees-Jones put his seatbelt on. The paparazzi purposefully set up unsafe conditions. The deadly accident happened while paparazzi were chasing Diana, which has led to some rumours that the photographers were in on a morbid scheme, hoping the chase would end in a crash. Diana had won a restraining order against one photographer a year before the crash because she claimed he crashed into her car during photo op chases and was using tactics calculated to cause harm. Then there was the mystery of the white Fiat vehicle. TheExpress.co.uk has written an article by Martin Evans that reads, James Anderson, who followed the princess's every move in the week before her death, was thought to have committed suicide when his burnt corpse was found in the wreckage of a car in the French countryside. But now the fireman who discovered the body, Christophe Pellet, has said, I saw him at close range and I'm absolutely convinced that he had been shot in the head twice. The revelation threatens to blow apart the inquest on Diana, which will have another preliminary hearing today in the London High Court. As a leading paparazzi photographer, he had spent weeks following the 36-year-old princess as her romance with Dodi blossomed. Many who had studied the accident closely believe it was Anderson who was driving a white Fiat Uno which clipped Diana's Mercedes seconds before the crash as part of the complicated assassination plot. Police are certain that Anderson, a millionaire, was a regular informer for both MI6, the British Secret Intelligence Service, and French agencies, but he was never properly interviewed by authorities, and less than 3 years after the tragedy, he was also found dead, his body found in a thick woodland, and it was so badly charred that it took police nearly a month before DNA tests and dental records confirmed his identity. The official verdict was suicide. Now Mr. Pellet, the first fire officer on the scene, has suggested he may have been murdered. He's claimed supports conspiracy theories that Anderson was himself assassinated by secret agents because he knew too much about the plot which killed Diana. There was also Parisian taxi driver Lee Van Than, who was driving a white Fiat that evening. According to his father in 2006, Than arrived home in the middle of the night, dishevelled and claiming he needed to paint his car immediately, so he painted it red. Authorities questioned him but let him go after 6 hours of interviewing. He has never since spoken to the news, media or law enforcement about that evening. However, despite all the strange coincidences and conspiracies, Oprah Mag goes on to say, in 2004, the British Metropolitan Police launched an investigation into the rumours that proliferated around the accident. The findings of Operation Paget, as the investigation was called, were released in 2006. In short, the police found nothing to substantiate Mohamed Al-Fayed's claims of conspiracy, and neither did anyone else. Operation Paget disposed of every substantive allegation. So did the official French inquiry. So did the independent investigations, notably Martin Gregory's Diana, The Last Days. The evidence is overwhelming that this was a traffic accident, period, Brown writes in the Diana Chronicles. So what are your thoughts? A tragic accident? The paparazzi are to blame? The driver was drunk and speeding, or a government cover-up? Perhaps the recent Harry and Meghan interview with Oprah highlighting racism in the royal family really does exist, and because of this, the royals didn't want a Muslim man to become stepfather to the next in line for the throne. Sadly, we may never know, but get in touch and tell me your opinions. You can find me at cultvaultpodcast@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter and Instagram at cultvaultpod. I'm your speaker, Casey, and this has been the Conspiracy Vault.